This week in the Missouri Senate, we review activity that includes our state's spending blueprint for the next year.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of House.
It only took around 6 hours for Missouri senators to discuss the 13 individual measures that comprise Missouri's $29.75 billion operating budget for fiscal year 2020. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Hegeman of Cosby says, after much worry, revenues are now up
0.47%, which is approximately $34 million above the last fiscal year.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton tells the sponsor this comes as good news.
This budget is based on the assumption that by the time we get to June 30th, that half a point will grow to 1.7%.
From here, the budget will go to a Missouri Senate House Conference Committee, then return to both chambers before the final version can be sent to the governor, which has to happen before 6 p.m. on Friday, May 10th.
Senate Bill 29.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Missouri senators spent time on Senate Bill 29, a measure that seeks to extend the sunset on certain health care provider reimbursement allowances, modify the managed care reimbursement allowance, and define an essential safety net hospital. Senator David Sater of Cassville then wanted to add requirements for Missouri Health Net as mirrored in his Senate Bill 76.
I'm hopeful that as you delve more into what my purpose is, that you'll see some good to it.
Following a proposed amendment to expand Medicaid in Missouri, Senator John Rizzo of Kansas City then decided to combine both ideas.
We can do what yours wants to do with maybe some of what the senator from Barry wants to do.
In the end, Senate Bill 29 would be given preliminary Missouri Senate approval without these additions.
The House calendar's loading up.
Last year, we had a different set of circumstances in this building.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Broughton of Columbia points out only 3 weeks now remain in session.
We know that there's a finite amount of time left, and there's some things that are going to survive and some that aren't.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors adds, this also means the most contentious items are still to come.
I do think we're going to get to some things that my caucus is not going to like.
Among those measures awaiting floor time is Senate Bill 308. This measure seeks to prohibit public bodies from entering into certain contracts. Floor discussion of Senate Bill 308 could happen at any time.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. on Monday, April 29th.
Session will resume on Monday. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.